It's midnight. Five Seychelt women, all cousins, paddle their canoes through the black quiet in Altieu Lich, Seychelt Inlet. It's so dark they can barely make out the canoe in front of them. With only the sound of their paddles hitting water, they follow the path of their ancestors, who traversed these waters as their major highway for many centuries. One paddler feels inspired to sing. Soon, all their voices permeate the stillness, echoing across the ocean surface. Unbeknownst to them, a couple at home in Sandy Hook hears their song and moves outside to listen to their rhythmic words. Chiquilwet, Raquel Joe, recalls this canoe journey with enthusiasm and gratitude, sharing how it fuels her wall-hanging, XAWS skilt, A New Day, which portrays the inlet and its dramatic purple sunsets. She wove it for the Weaving Reconciliation Project on the same type of traditional loom used by her ancestors. This initiative was part of the Sayaya Reconciliation Movement for all peoples living within the Seychelt homelands. Elected as a new Seychelt Nation Councillor in February this year, Chiquilwet still finds time to weave and perform as a lead female singer with the Seychelt Drummers. She is creating shawls for a ceremony to honor survivors of residential school and has woven blankets, tunics, headbands, sashes and scarves. Her traditional name, passed down by her uncle Phil, means to weave back and forth and push through the warp. Chiquilwet teaches the Shishishishalham language online for Kalax I, the Capilano University campus in Chatlik, Seychelt. Although no current elders speak it fluently, she says she's not concerned how this might affect pronunciations. Our language is going to evolve, she says, noting that people today speak it faster than their fluent elders did. I love it. It's a really beautiful language that sounded very melodic. We need to keep it in the forefront. We don't want it to go to sleep. While working for the nation's cultural department, Chiquilwet says she listened to more than 350 audio and videotapes of Seychelt elders speaking Shishishishalham. Her knowledge of the Seychelt language, which she transcribed and translated into English starting in 1993, prompted her to become curator and cultural liaison at the nation's museum Tem Suiya, Our World, in 2016. She held this position until her election to council this year. As curator, Chiquilwet played a key role in launching the Tem Suiya exhibit Face to Face with Our Ancestors, which honors a burial site of four Seychelt ancestors. Archaeologists uncovered the 4,000-year-old remains of a chief, estimated to have died at age 50, his daughter, 20, and twin sons, 18, on the nation's territory surrounding Chatlik in 2010. This discovery is considered one of the most significant of its kind in North America. No other ancient burial site in North or South America has contained what this one did. 350,000 handmade stone and shell beads, which are displayed in a case at Tem Suiya. And no other museum on the continent offers lifelike forensic reconstructions, in state-of-the-art, three-dimensional animation, of a powerful indigenous family. Chiquilwet shared the poignancy of seeing the four reconstructed faces at Ottawa's Canadian Museum of History in May 2017, where she attended the unveiling of a duplicate Face to Face with Our Ancestors exhibit, accompanied by Seychelt elder Jamie Dixon. I started crying. I looked at the elder, he was crying. I thought, this is our family, our ancestors, at the Museum of History. Amazing. With a flutter of hands and gusto in her voice, Chiquilwet describes her excitement after receiving a phone call from an out-of-town curator, who had read about the ancestors' burial site discovery in National Geographic. She soon discovered this call was from the Field Museum in Chicago, one of the top natural history museums in the world. They wanted her to come to their museum, on an all-expenses-paid trip, to give a one-hour presentation about the ancestors' burial site and exhibit. Chiquilwet was one of only 30 curators invited from across North America, including two others from Canada. Once there, accompanied by her husband Tim Joe, she listened to the impressive educational credentials of her fellow presenters. Waiting for her turn to speak, she was the last to present. I didn't go to school to be a curator, she says. I got the position through knowledge and culture and history. She took First Nation Studies at Capilano University and received a Native Adult Instructional Diploma from the Nicola Valley Institute of Technology. Recalling her, oh my gosh, reaction to the other's academic expertise, Chiquilwet jokingly exaggerates what she heard. My name is Dr. Blah, Blah, Blah. I have 8 PhDs, 6 bachelor degrees, with matter-of-fact simplicity, she describes her approach. I said, my cultural background is my elders. My teachers are my ancestors. I spoke to them, the curators, like I was giving them a museum tour. I spoke right from my heart. After her presentation, delivered with passion and nothing technical, she says people scrambled to talk to her and her husband, who has also given tours in the Sea Shelt Museum. He told her, this is awesome. This year, April 1 marked Chiquilwet's 30-year anniversary of working for the Sea Shelt Nation, where she has been employed in every department except housing. As a counselor, the mother of 5 with 2 grandchildren says she brings a maternal attitude of caring and openness, promoting outreach and one-on-one connection. She shares 2 anecdotes of how her positive, approachable style of speaking from the heart, combined with good listening skills, have brought attitudinal shifts in others. While Chiquilwet was museum curator, a male tourist told her that her lively talk about her culture and people shifted his perspective about First Nations peoples from judgment to respect. And an angry, traumatized local contrarian who she says never gives compliments told her, I know you're going to do good things with the nation. In her words, if I can change one person a year, that's good enough for me.